From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, July the 17th and Sunday, July the 19th. I'm Philip Grant. Scott Waldman is reporting at Capitol, New York, that a group of Senate Democrats and one Republican are calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to pressure General Electric to do more to clean up the PCBs the company dumped in the Hudson River for decades. Virtually every member of the assembly sent a similar letter earlier this week as well. The lawmakers want Cuomo to work with GE to continue cleaning up the river after the company finishes its 6-year dredging project on a 40-mile stretch of the river. A similar letter was sent by lawmakers to GE CEO Jeffrey Immelt. Responding to the letter, a GE spokesman said the company does not have any further plans. 2 General Electric capacitor plants, one in Hudson Falls and the other in Fort Edward, dumped 1.3 million pounds of cancer-causing compound into the upper portion of the river between the 1940s and the 1970s. Roger Hannikin is reporting in the Register-Star that Republican incumbent Hudson Mayor William H. Hallenbach, Jr. kicked off his bid for re-election on Saturday, July the 18th, at an event held at the Elks Club on Union Street. GOP candidates for Common Council President Claudia DiStefano, for Alderman Derek Smart, Robert Donahue, and Priscilla Ward, and incumbent 5th Ward Supervisor Rick Scalera were also present to kick off their campaigns. In his comments, Hallenbach emphasized his ability to keep taxes low while increasing the city's revenue. He also spoke about attracting new businesses and residents while maintaining the city's inclusive character. DiStefano, a member of the Hudson Planning Board since 2009 and a school district inspector for more than a decade, was born and raised in Nassau County. She moved to the area in 1990 and has resided in the 5th Ward since 1993. DiStefano said she was willing to learn on the job if elected. Hallenbach's Democrat challenger Tiffany Martin Hamilton launched her campaign on Saturday, July the 12th, at an event held at Vince Mulford Antiques on Warren Street. She's calling for reforms to the city's financial practices, parking regulations for improved community relations. Hamilton is currently serving a 5-year term as a member of the Hudson City Board of Education. Bill Eckert is reporting for Johnson News Service that Dutchess County legislator and former assembly candidate Michael Kelsley pleaded not guilty last week to charges he sexually abused 2 15-year-old boys last summer. Kelsey, 37, of Salt Point, appeared in answer to 2 felonies and 3 misdemeanor charges in St. Lawrence County Court in Canton. District Attorney Mary E. Rain said Kelsey continued to have contact with several Boy Scouts and asked that he be ordered to stay away from anyone under the age of 18. County Judge Jerome J. Richards issued a no-contact orders of protection and warned Kelsey to comply. Pending trial, Kelsey is released under probation supervision, but he must remain in his home between the hours of 11 p.m. and 6 a.m., remain in Dutchess County, and to refrain from contact with anyone under the age of 18 unless related by blood or marriage. It is alleged Kelsey had sexual contact with 2 boys in August of 2014 when he was leading a Boy Scout troop on a week-long excursion near Cranberry Lake. Kelsey, an attorney who specializes in estate planning, was suspended in October by the Boy Scouts. In 2014, Kelsey unsuccessfully challenged incumbent Assembly member Dee Dee Barrett in the 106th Assembly District. Kelsey was first elected to the Dutchess County Legislature in 2009 and has defied calls by fellow legislators and other elected officials to resign his seat since the sexual abuse accusations came to light. Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail that several residents attended a recent Catskill Town Board meeting to complain about the composting facility owned and operated by Frederick A. Edwards III on State Route 23A in Palinville. The residents are neighbors of the facility, and they believe it falls under the jurisdiction of the town's solid waste law. They came to the board asking why the law was not being enforced. Stella Martin has expressed concerns about the facility to local, state, and federal agencies and officials. She told the board Edwards must have a sanitary landfill permit from the town, according to the law. Edwards is currently under a signed order on consent from the State Department of Environmental Conservation to remediate illegally placed fill affecting the wetland. Catskill Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio said in response to Martin's concerns, the state action was sufficient to resolve the issue. Leggio noted that everything in government has to be done by a process, typically a law or regulation, adding, and I quote, "You tell us we supersede the state of New York, I don't believe that, end quote. Code enforcement officer Elliot Fishman said Edwards has a composting permit, but if construction and demolition waste is being dumped at the location, which Martin alleges, a permit from the county would be necessary. Martin and other residents requested the board look into the details of the town law, asserting that Edwards is operating outside of that law. Finally, Nikita Stewart and Benjamin Muller are reporting in the New York Times that 1 year after the death of Eric Garner, hundreds of people converged on a lawn in front of the federal courthouse in Brooklyn on Saturday, July the 18th, to demand that federal civil rights charges be filed. The rally was sponsored by the Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network. The speeches came amid 2 days of anniversary protests and memorials for Garner, whose death on July 17, 2014 helped ignite nationwide protest over police killings of unarmed black men. Speakers included the city comptroller, Scott M. Stringer, who approved a $5.9 million settlement to Garner's family last week. And now for our weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day today with a temperature high near 88 degrees. For Monday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 62. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 60. On Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 57. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 57. Sunrise today was at 5:37 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:26 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 49 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 20th day of July, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.